stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Yeah, the Destination Spotlight is one of our favorite segments of the show, as it takes us back to locations we've enjoyed from past travels and that we feel are worthy of your travel dollars. Today it's Austin, Texas, and this segment of the show is sponsored exclusively by Travel Pro Luggage.
And the ultimate Hardside event is underway. You're going to save 20% off all Hardside luggage this weekend at travelpro.com for truly durable and stylish Hardside luggage. You're going to find a lot of different options, colors, materials, and price points, which means Travel Pro has the perfect travel companion for you.
Yeah, it does. You know, equipping the world to travel like a pro with first-class luggage sets and travel accessories, just like they've been doing for us now for over 20 years. Mary and I, well, we travel with the Platinum Elite and Round Trip collections. Rudy prefers the Max Light series. RJ enjoys Bold. And whether it's spring break travel, an important getaway, business travel, whatever it is, they're even offering you a 100-day, no-questions-asked full refund if you're not satisfied. Go get your new Hardside luggage this weekend. Save 20% as a show fan at TravelPro.com. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, down to the 28th state in our nation and a city some refer to as the live music capital of the world. Waiting for us on that show hotline is Visit Austin CEO Tom Noonan.
Tom, welcome back to the big show. Nice to have you aboard again today.
Happy to be here.
Happy to have you with us. You know, we last connected with you during our January 16th, 2021 live broadcast. 115 more stations across the USA have joined our national network since then. That's why we wanted to have you back. And, you know, back then also, the world was still trying to find the new normal as we emerged from the pandemic. When I think of Austin, many things come to mind. You know, from our travels there, certainly we're high on the barbecue in the area. But without question, Austin is an event city. So what are some of the big events that you host there in Austin that you most identify with?
Well, right around the corner, we have South by Southwest coming up, which is really a festival that put us on the map. You know, we always do NASCAR and Formula One car races. We have the Austin City Limits Music Festival. We have Kite Fest. We have festivals year round. One of the other things that's, you know, big event wise is the University of Texas is joining SEC this year, and so we'll start having SEC football here in the fall on the weekends.
Yeah, that's going to be
the
huge.
The diversity in Austin is unbelievable.
Yeah. So, Tom, Robert and I spent some time in Austin back in December of 2021, and for folks who have not been in recent years, we were really pretty amazed at the growth and building that's occurring and continuing to occur. It's, you know, pretty significant. So I'm curious how much of an impact you think Elon Musk may be having on your city's growth, as well as all the people who have relocated there during and post-pandemic. How are they helping to evolve your city?
Well, I mean, you look at folks like Elon Musk and what he's building here, and we've had a lot of people relocate to Austin because of that. We have a lot of corporate headquarters, so we have a lot of that going on with different, you know, your Apples and Metas and Googles and, you know, all of those are here in a big way. So that's a big part of our community. But, you know, I'm just proud of what we're building from a tourism sector, and I think that this growth has spurred people to want to come see Austin even more.
All right, let's move. You mentioned the city limit. Let's move to music, because I think a lot of listeners in Nashville, Memphis, even New Orleans or Las Vegas might challenge what I'm about to say. But if you love music, Austin is a must-visit destination. And I think, you know, you can literally surround yourself with music in so many different
parts.
Live
music all the time.
Yeah, it's just a great city for music. So how big is the music scene, in your opinion, for your tourism? And do you think it really helps set Austin apart from a lot of other cities?
Oh, I do. It's a big part of who we are. You know, try to open a restaurant here in town without a little stage that sometimes people play on. It's really going to cut into your success score, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you just walk around downtown and other neighborhoods, there's music venues all over town. You know, one of the reasons why Country Music Television selected Austin for their show last year and are coming back this year is because of our large music scene. And, you know, one of the things about our music scene that I really love is the diversity of it. There's 1,200 acts that live here. There's you know, hundreds of music venues here in town. So if you want a certain kind of music, you're going to find it here.
Well,
if you want to find diversity of music, you're going to find it here. You're going to find great classic music venues. You're going to find new ones. I mean, the Mood Arena that just opened here a few years ago, Billboard magazine ranks as the number one new music venue in the world. You have, obviously, Austin City Limits, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary. That Willie Nelson show was October 1974,
wow.
And we're now celebrating the 50th anniversary.
Well, and there's no question, and it even starts when you're at the airport, I mean, with the live music. So, I mean, there's no question
exactly.
In Austin.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're often asked, you know, how much time do I need to spend in Austin to experience the city? We say, you know, minimum 3 days or so. And in our opinion, it makes it a great weekend getaway location. I would love to know what you say about that. And also, I want you to share something surprising about the culinary scene in Austin. So you got about a minute to go on that.
Well, so, you know, Yeah, we'd love to have you come in for a three-day weekend, and you can get a good taste of what Austin is. But if you really want to have an experience, you can make a week out of this town, and you can do it very easily and hit the culinary scene, and you can hit, obviously, the festival scenes, and you can hit music venues, art museums. You don't want to miss the culinary. There's just so many opportunities. You don't want to miss the outdoor. I mean, you want to get on Lady Bird Lake, and you want to sit in the boat and watch the bass come out at night one night. There's all these kind of things you want to do here in Austin. So I always tell people, if you want to come for the first time, maybe you come for 3 days, but you'll probably come back for a longer stay next time. And that's kind of why we do so well, because people find different things about Austin they want to experience, and they come back and try something new.
Well, it's very much an enticing area. Folks, I'm going to give you the website. You can go find out more. AustinTexas.org. AustinTexas.org. Nice to reconnect with you today, Tom. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, take care. Bye.
Bye.
All right, there we go. AustinTexas.org, folks. And Austin is where we're going to wrap hour one of the show this week. Hour two begins in just a few minutes after this top of the hour break with the National Communal Forum. Be sure to go to our website, rmworldtravel.com, for all the information on how you can travel with us this October and November on the luxury Seabourn Ovation cruise from Rome to Barcelona. Just click on Join Us, book here, 2024 Seabourn Ovation Mediterranean Cruise, and get your reservation in this weekend or certainly by this Thursday, February 29th. That's when the offer is going to change and the costs will go up. Thanks for being part of today's broadcast, everyone. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't forget, you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.